Yeah. It's me, Norbert. I got your letter.
I never thought I'd see you again.
Thanks, Alex. That little piece of audio there makes it sound like we're about to watch a warm little family reunion. This film being Come to Daddy, starring Elijah Wood, Stephen McHattie and Martin Donovan. This is the feature film directing debut from New Zealander Ant Timpson, best known in Australia for Deathgasm, which screens quite successfully in the horror section of the Sydney Film Festival a few years ago. So what's Come to Daddy about? Well, it's about a guy called Norval. Norval's not a daddy, Norval's the son. Norval, played by Elijah Wood, going complete hipster with stupid undercut, moustache and ridiculous black hat, has been invited by his estranged father to visit him at his isolated beach house. Norval is hoping to reconnect with Dad, but Dad seems less than friendly, almost outright hostile at times, and really drinks a lot, which is disturbing for Norval, who is a recovering addict. Eventually things come to a head and Norval realises he is in a fight for survival and perhaps any hopes of reconciliation with Dad are long gone. Now, Come to Daddy is certainly not a family film, pretty much what you'd expect from Ant Timpson and writer Toby Harvard. So make sure any kids who might be sharing isolation with you are safely locked away in another room with Disney Plus. Now, Come to Daddy is comedy at its darkest. Much of the humour comes from Norval getting himself into ridiculous situations and then doing things that he or the audience never would have imagined him capable of doing earlier in the film. It's also horror at its most bloodthirsty and savage. Male viewers will cross their legs and possibly even cry out loud at a particularly brutal stabbing that just seems to go on and on and on. But that's not all. You can also look forward to several excruciating dislocations as well. Will Norval ever reconcile with his dad? Who is his dad and what has he done? And is Norval ever going to be able to cope when he finds out what was done? Will it make a man of him? Who knows? After a promising build-up where we meet a number of weird and eccentric characters, some of whom may or may not survive the film, including my two favourite characters, a grieving coroner and a dirty magazine-reading hotel manager, the whole thing just kind of fizzles out really fast, like Timpson and Harvard weren't really sure where to go with the climax. It almost feels like a bit of a lame dad joke, you know, one that he didn't quite nail. Come to Daddy? Maybe. And Mummy might even enjoy most of this too, if horror is your bag.
Come to Daddy!